Now, a few weeks ago, there was a new discovery in the unsolved mystery of Amelia Earhart's disappearance. This has been driving people insane for years. If you're into unsolved mysteries, you probably know that this is one of the classic unsolved mysteries. Let's see what are the theories on Amelia Earhart's disappearance. Let's see what are the facts, what actually happened, and the newest discovery and what people are saying about it. Also, has anyone ever realized that her last name was Earhart? Like, Air? Heart, like she hearts the air. She loves the air because she loves flying. I don't know. But before we get into the unsolved disappearance of Amelia Earhart, I just wanted to quickly ask you guys to please consider subscribing to this channel because I post videos every single week here on the true crime, paranormal, spooky content that you may or may not want to see. I live stream multiple times a week and I post daily shorts. So now let's dive into the video. Like Amelia Earhart's plane may or may not have nosedived into the ocean. That was kind of insensitive. Is it okay to make fun of this? A marine robotics company called Deep Sea Vision basically announced that they found something new in the ocean about Amelia Earhart's plane. Now, their undersea scans have apparently unveiled a sonar image of maybe Amelia Earhart's plane, specifically a Lockheed 10E Electra. Not sure what that means, but I'll throw up a picture. So the CEO of this company, this marine robotics company, which... who works there? Why are you so much smarter than me? So the CEO of Deep Sea Vision says that the sonar image resembles a plane. Specifically, this sonar image was scanned or taken near Howland Island, which is actually where Amelia Earhart vanished in 1937. The plane is at like 16,400 feet underwater, actually deeper than the Titanic. I mean, please don't take a submarine down there. Some people doubt the image's authenticity. They say, okay, how do you know this is just not a bunch of scrap metal? Which, like, how does that even work? How does a bunch of scrap... well, I guess it is probably scrap metal now if it was her plane. Amelia Earhart was born in 1897 in Kansas, and as a little girl, she apparently showed interest in aviation and would build roller coasters in her backyard. Ah, yes, like every little girl loves to do, just builds a homemade roller coaster in their backyard. And I'm sitting there in a kiddie pool making my Barbies make out, so... also, how is building a homemade roller coaster interest in aviation? Is she just flying off the roller coaster into the air and she's like, this is what it might feel like flying an airplane? This was a fact that I had no idea, but she was a nurse's aide, actually a volunteer nurse's aide during World War I. She took flying lessons in 1921 and then purchased her first plane in 1922. I don't know how. Were they expensive? I wonder how much more expensive they were then than now, or if you'd, you know, do the intro. Because weren't they expensive back then? I don't know. Was she rich? From Kansas? Okay. She did set many aviation records through her life, such as being the first woman to take a solo trip across the Atlantic Ocean in 1932. She was setting altitude records for women. She was just, you know, being a baller, basically. She was a symbol of feminism, and still is, honestly, okay? She encouraged women to enter male-dominated fields because, you know, she was the first woman to do all these things in aviation. So that's just a quick little biography on Amelia Earhart. But now let's get into the trip where she was trying to set a record, and it ended poorly, we think. Unless she was just living her life, we don't know. So her goal was to be the first woman to go around the world and cover 29,000 miles. She took off in Oakland, California and planned to return back to Oakland, California, you know, going around the world. That must stink. That's like going on an airplane and then mid-trip, they're like, oh my gosh, we have to go back because someone's getting arrested. Or you know when they do that? But Amelia Earhart wasn't like that. She wanted to do this. She wanted to set records, okay? She planned to fly eastward across the United States, South America, Africa, India, Southeast Asia, Australia, and the Pacific Islands. Like we briefly mentioned before, she flew in a Lockheed Model 10 Electra, which was a special plane made for these long kinds of journeys, which was equipped with advanced navigation and communication tools so she could communicate with... who was she communicating with? I don't know, whoever was supervising this little trip. Little trip, me undermining Amelia Earhart, iconic female, record-breaking trip. Well, I guess not technically, no. So who was the first woman? Who was the first female to fly across the world? That kind of stinks because it's all about Amelia Earhart when you Google it. It's not giving whoever actually did it the recognition, but you know what? That's okay. Oh, I guess Geraldine Mock, maybe? It is said that Amelia Earhart faced some plane issues, faced some bad weather along the way, and navigation problems as well. Everyone always remembers Amelia Earhart, Amelia Earhart, Amelia Earhart. She went missing, she vanished, but no one realizes, actually maybe they do realize, but I didn't realize that she was flying with somebody. Her co-pilot, Fred Noonan, rest in peace. Through the flight, Earhart was in regular contact with the U.S. Coast Guard, specifically stationed at Howland Island. But as she was approaching the island, the communication kind of went haywire, wonky. It was all wonky, Willy Wonka. They were experiencing some navigation issues and couldn't find the island due to the overcast. July 2nd, 1937 is when Amelia Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, were set to arrive at Howland Island, but they obviously didn't arrive there. After the disappearance, there were extensive searches for Earhart and her navigator. The U.S. Navy was trying to find her, the U.S. Coast Guard. They sent ships, they sent aircrafts trying to locate her plane. They divided the search into different sections so that they covered basically everything that they could. There was no sign of Amelia Earhart, Fred Noonan, or their plane. They had the planes flying over the ocean looking for signs of distress, but still couldn't locate anything. They continuously listened to any signals from Earhart's plane. This was a huge search. I think they spent $4 million on this search alone. On July 19th of 1930, after the weeks of the searches for them, they were declared lost at sea. Now let's get into what are the theories of what happened to Amelia Earhart, and are these theories going to be proven or disproven with these new updates, these new sonar images that are coming out supposedly of the aircraft in the ocean? Now, the number one theory is that they crashed and they sank and the plane is at the bottom of the ocean. Which, you know, the sonar image, that could prove that as what happened. I just don't like it. I like the crazy theories that something else happened because it's kind of weird, right? That she just disappears, that they lose signal, and that's it. And they were so close to the island. I don't know. I don't like that theory. There's also the Gardner Island hypothesis. Some believe that they landed on this island and were basically castaways. It was just a nearby deserted island close to Howell Island where they were supposed to land. The International Historic Recovery Group actually believes this theory, that they survived as castaways for some time and then eventually passed away on this remote island. Now we're getting a little bit more crazy with the theories. There's the Japanese capture theory. The Japanese capture theory is basically that they were captured by the Japanese military. Maybe they accidentally landed in the Japanese-controlled Marshall Islands, they were found by the Japanese military, and captured. But Japanese authorities still say that they have no record that they captured Earhart and Noonan. But a retired government investigator named Lei Kinney told NBC News that the photo clearly indicates that Earhart was captured by the Japanese. Now let's get into the spying mission theory. Some believe that Earhart was actually sent on this mission, this journey, this flight across the world, basically to be a spy. Specifically sent to spy on the Japanese military and their activities in the Pacific. Some say that they actually never intended to fly to Howard Island, and according to this theory, she was either captured or shot down by the Japanese military to prevent her spying and documenting anything for the United States government. Now we have the faked death theory, which is exactly how it sounds. People think that Earhart potentially faked her own death so she could avoid being in the spotlight or engage in espionage activities. We always hear about this theory whenever it comes to people that passed away, like Michael Jackson. People think that he's still alive living somewhere. There are actually some Pacific Islander legends where Pacific Islanders pass down stories alleging that Earhart and Noonan actually arrived on their island and were taken in by the locals from the island. Now here's a crazy theory, okay? And I want to read it right off here. I want to read it so you could really understand how crazy this theory is. Some guy named Joe Class argued that not only did Earhart survive her Pacific Ocean plane crash, but that she was taken by the Japanese, found and rescued by the US forces, and then secretly repatriated to New Jersey, where she assumed the identity of Irene Bolam, a housewife. The problem, of course, was that Irene Bolam already existed. She was not happy about this. She actually even filed a lawsuit against his claims. Honestly, if someone was accusing me of being Amelia Earhart, I would have just ran with it. I would have just, you know, I would have done interviews. I would be like, yes, I am she. And then they're going to be like, okay, well, go on the plane and try to pilot it. And I'd be like, things have changed so much. I don't know how to work this thing. So apparently there are companies that are competing to basically find Amelia Earhart's plane, and they've invested millions of dollars to find the plane. Deep Sea Vision and a company named Nauticos, they're basically competing ocean tech companies, both trying to find Earhart's plane before the other one does. Like, what if one finds it and then you're just out of luck? You just invest that money for what? Nauticos is now arguing that the scans probably don't show the mysterious wreck. And Nauticos actually even says that they know that it's not her plane and they can explain why. The company was actually able to recreate Amelia Earhart's radio, which is wild because it took a lot of work to do this. They started their search efforts in 2001, and they had slowly been locating and purchasing different components to recreate Earhart's entire radio system, finally completing it in 2018 when a key component, the Western Electric 13C transmitter, was found at a swap meet. Which is so crazy that they were, you know, looking for this part or all of these parts to recreate the radio and finally found it at a swap meet. Just imagine being that old man, like, selling it for a dollar. I hope they sold it for a lot of money. They should have milked it while they could. After they were able to recreate the radio, they were able to analyze the strength and distance of Earhart's final radio signals and triangulate where she could have possibly crashed. Now, through this analysis, Nauticos said that the place that Deep Sea Vision CEO is saying that they found it, it probably would be impossible given the radio frequencies, and I don't know how this works. Okay, I'm just here on YouTube. I'm not the people at Deep Sea Vision, okay? Now, I don't have any updates on when they're going back to get some more sonar images. They have drones scouring the ocean floor. Not sure on the timeline, but let me know in the comments whether you believe this is an image of Earhart's plane, what your theory is on what happened to her, which one you believe, if you do believe any, or if she just, you know, like they said, crashed in the ocean. Anyways, thank you so much for watching this video. Make sure to subscribe if you are new, and please consider liking, commenting, doing all the things, and I'll see you guys next time here on Cauldron Combos. Bye. If Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan were on the island together, do you think they like made love? Or do you think they fought and separated? Do you think one ate the other? Oh my gosh.